You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Sweet Corn Blues Festival is this weekend in Uptown Normal. Live music, fresh sweet corn, and family fun combine to make this a great send-off for summer. That's according to Adam Fox, theater and civic arts manager for the town of Normal. Fox says the town uses the festival as a way of highlighting what Uptown has to offer.
We think we've got such a great footprint in the center of town to create this gathering space, this wonderful opportunity for people to come out and see everything that the town has to offer. And that means all of the shops and businesses and restaurants that we have out there, which we think that the Sweet Corn and Blues Festival really supports. It's a great opportunity for entertainment where we have the stage set up. And it's a great opportunity for people just to be out and enjoying what we hope will be a wonderful summer, late summer weekend with not a cloud in sight.
How much corn, Adam, do you import for the Sweet Corn Blues Festival?
It's a little bit fluid. Sunday kind of depends on how Saturday went, but generally it is between 16 and 20 tons of corn that is used over the course of the weekend.
So where does this corn come from?
We get it all from Del Monte Farm, which is out in Mendota. They've been working with us for a number of years. The parks crew goes out there before the sun is even up to start picking up, I mean, literally the dump trucks worth of corn and bring it out and set up that whole operation. But yeah, it's locally sourced and really wonderful stuff.
So you got a lot of corn. How much butter do you use?
Yeah, it's 108 pounds over the course of the weekend. Another 24 pounds of salt is, I think, what we have on the hopper. And we generally have to replenish that even as we go through. In terms of scale and scope, I think the great thing is this community kind of has an understanding of what the Sweet Corn and Blues Festival is. What's wonderful is that so many people have treated it as a tradition year after year after year. You know that last weekend in August, this is where you're going to go. This is what you're going to do. And it's a great pleasure, a great responsibility for us to make sure that everybody has a wonderful time year in and year out. And yeah, we look forward to it every year.
So the situation is, I mean, you could go and you can buy just ears, but then you can go and buy cooked corn too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's one of two things. We want everybody to be able to experience, obviously, eating corn. So it's 50 cents an ear to come on out. Students do get a free ear of corn. When they arrive out there, they have to go and check in, but then they'll get their free ear as well. We want everybody to experience that. Cooked by a team that's been doing this for decades now. It's really incredible. The butter and salt ratio that they have to the corn is absolutely perfect. That scientific method is incredible. So yes, we highly recommend checking that out. But you can also buy it in bulk as well and pick that up and take it home and have it. Again, it's a real convenient way of getting the stuff that was picked probably within 24 hours of when you're grabbing it. So it's pretty incredible.
So does the corn last all the way through the festival?
It doesn't. Generally, Saturday, we sort of go through just about everything. Sunday, there's another pickup. We have the ending time on Sunday is 4 o'clock or until the corn runs out.
Right.
So there is an expectation that there will be, at some point, the corn will be running low and those whistles will be going off with a little bit more desperation for people.
So really, the best advice is get there early.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's a full day of programming that happens both on Saturday and Sunday. A lot of really great things.
So let's talk about that.
Starting off on Saturday, Gamify Circus is always our opener for Cornfest. They start actually at 9:45, so they'll be out there even before technically 10 a.m. is the start time. And they'll get everything started off with a great performance. If you're not familiar with Gamify Circus, please familiarize yourself with them. It's an incredible organization.
Some very talented young people there.
And after that, then there will be music up on stage, which has been booked by WGLT. And some amazing bands both on Saturday and Sunday that will be performing all day long. So come out and enjoy that. There's some great music for that. Some of the other special events we have, Mental Construction sponsors the Corn Eating Contest.
Oh, a Corn Eating Contest.
Yes, that is Sunday at noon. If you would like to try your mettle, you can sign up on-site at the Uptown Normal booth. That's where you can also get maps, learn more about Uptown Normal in general, all the wonderful businesses.
Okay, now Adam, I got to know, what's a great technique at winning a corn eating contest?
It starts to get into a little bit of my area of nightmare, to be honest with you, because competitive eating experiences are to me
anathema.
that's exactly right. So I don't know that I can offer a good strategy. We do have examples set up. They do sort of this is a completely eaten ear of corn versus not what is acceptable. As slow and steady, I think, probably does win the race. It's a time and quantity equation, right? So you're thinking about how much you can eat within a specific amount of time. And I don't remember exactly what the specific thing is, but it's like 5 to 10 minutes. I mean, it's a substantial amount of time,
right?
To try and
so
take
don't
down
burn
as much
out
corn.
Too fast.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to, yeah, you want to, long haul. There's definitely a long haul there.
That's Adam Fox, Theater and Civic Arts Manager for the Town of Normal. This week, Corn Blues Festival is this weekend in Uptown Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.